Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. If you have any prayer requests or correspondence you would like to send to us, you can do that by going to our contact page on warn-usa.com and send all your requests there. Be sure to follow the WIBR Warn Radio on Twitter by using hashtag WatchmanIS216 and also hashtag Warn Radio. On Instagram, it's hashtag Warn Radio. You can find us on LinkedIn with hashtag Watchman. And join us on USA.life and MeWe with hashtag Warn Radio. Join us on Parler with at WatchmanDGS and CloudHub with at Warn Radio. You can listen to our shows and read the articles by The Watchman by going to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. Warn Radio Network is also available through the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Block Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Anchor, and Podchaser. Be sure to check out the latest articles by The Watchman. This week we feature politically, outrageously immoral, and it is shaking, stirring, and seditious. It is not an iota of difference from the torrid cheating in the elections around the world. Every demagogue, socialist hellhole, and left-wing dictator do it. Also, beholding God, greater things than these. The world may not know it, but one day they will. From the least to the greatest, all will know the truth. Kingdom of God. And those two articles can be found on danaglennsmith.com. And go to warn-usa.com to read the latest article by The Watchman, Tide, Time, and Eternity. These three will meet at the Lord's coming until that moment when life on planet Earth changes forever. Humans will live as if there is no tomorrow. And now I welcome in The Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm glad we're here tonight on this 16th day of December.
Yeah, 16 days of fighting and blaming and covering up and COVID. And
15 days more of the month.
Yeah.
And then we'll be into a new year.
Yeah. I'll tell you, these people are crazy.
Well, I know they are, and I hope next year will be better.
Well, you know, I'm just going to put listening to anybody outside of my immediate family on hold and be done with it.
Well, there's a few others we'll listen to. We got friends around the world that...
Oh, we got friends? I guess I better include them, but boy, I tell you...
Yes, you better, because this one friend has a lot of good stuff to say.
Well, at any rate, we're going to talk about Indonesia. Indonesia has been a troubled spot. And I was thinking about this Indonesia because there is a lot of Christians there, and there's also a lot of Muslims. And, of course, the government spends the time with one foot in one part, one foot in the other part, trying to keep these Muslims happy. And, well, around Thanksgiving, a few days after that, a group of terrorists hit the Salvation Army post in central Sulawesi. You know, now this reminds me of the old movies I used to watch a lot, and when the British had their empire everywhere, and especially in Africa where they were at, they would always have these outposts out in the middle of the Congo or something, and all these tribes would attack them. And, of course, they weren't, necessarily Muslim at that time, I don't think. They were just mad at the government. But, at any rate, so the president over there, I'm not even going to, it looks like Widodo. well, that's what it looks like, W-I-D-O-D-O.
Widodo, yeah.
It's
probably not pronounced that way, but...
Well, you know, that's because, you know, it's in Indonesian, so when they transliterate it, it may not at all come out like it's supposed to sound. You know, not at all. So I don't like pronouncing most of these. And, of course, how many times have we talked about Christians being killed there? But the president did give his condolences to the victims and family, but he didn't mention that this attack by Islamists killed four Christians.
That's horrible.
Now, his own security forces, of course, stressed that it wasn't religiously motivated.
Well, I don't believe that.
Well, no, it's political. Okay, we've got political stuff here. You know,
yeah.
Like the Democrats covering up and not willing to admit anything. You know, I mean, for the last 4 years, you know, that's all they do is do things like that.
Yeah.
And,
so,
of course, anybody
anyway,
else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is the same thing. So what they're doing is basically trying to not upset the Muslim portion of Indonesia, while at the same time... acknowledging the fact that these got killed. Now, that was his security forces that said that.
Huh.
And the head of the police, actually a public relations dude, you can always, look for them to stretch the truth or even hide the truth. He said it wasn't religiously motivated because no churches were burned.
But people were killed.
Yeah. You think that had anything to do with it? I mean, being religiously motivated? I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
I mean, all over the place that we cover this, we do see this, you know.
They're always coming up with ridiculous excuses.
And a lot of times, nothing happens. But in this case, you know, another minister came out and said the murders were not related to religion. Now, that's about as much bull as you can get. Around the world, without even trying, you can find so many examples of Christians dying. And in... Okay, I'll tell you. North Korea, Christians will be dying because of the North Korean government. In China, Christians will be imprisoned and persecuted because of the communists. In Pakistan, Christians are imprisoned and killed and harassed because of the Islamic State. In India, Christians are killed, murdered, they're run off their properties and everything else because of the Hindu radicals. Throughout Africa, Christians are beheaded, slaughtered, and everything else because of Islamic radicals. Now, get a grip here. It's time to stop screwing around. And in Indonesia, these are Islamic radicals who are doing the same thing that the rest of them in the world have been doing. And that's about the way it is. Now, they did send some people after them, some army. But apparently, they're the Eastern Indonesia Mujahideen. So they dispatch their special forces. I don't know if they'll ever do anything, Muslims against Muslims, so I don't really know. But yeah. Indonesia has tried to, you know, in times past, try to do it. But Indonesia, remember that big flood that hit there?
Yeah, that tidal earthquake. Wave,
that tidal wave hit from the underground earthquake.
Yeah.
We had a friend of ours that was out there at the time. I mean, after it happened, as part of a response from America. And he was involved in the cleanup and things like that. He talked about all the dead bodies that were there. And it was quite a scene. It was horrible. But now, ICC, the International Christian Concern, now they're the ones who ran this article. And they are a good organization to support financially. ICC is calling on the president to vocally condemn the latest attack as religiously motivated and to condemn the murder of Christians. But see, they don't do that. And this is the irritating thing. You know, I mean, when you talk about a lot of this stuff going on, America is in another world.
Absolutely.
And What I was getting at the beginning is the Muslims and the Christians have such a divide, and 90% of the time, and it can be the North Korea, you know, because of their policies, they've been doing this for years, oppressing Christians. China, it's the communists, and et cetera. I went through the list. And of course, so you have that division in there that's not going to go away. 2014, 2015, we had ISIS go through the Middle East, which killed lots and lots of Christians, burned the churches, took them over, and things like this. And the point there is that their whole goal was to remove them from that whole area. And they didn't care whether you were a Pentecostal, whether you were a Baptist, whether you were a Catholic, whether you were Coptic, which would be in Egypt, the Assyrian church, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Because they were killing anybody that didn't join them and repeat the Shahadid. So it's about time somebody stopped messing around here and stopped saying, you know, they're just in a bad mood. They didn't mean to kill him. You know, I mean, give me a break.
Well, you know, Indonesia's been on Open Doors watch list. They're probably in the top 10, maybe the top 5.
Yeah.
As most hostile towards Christians and persecution of Christians. They're up there on that list. North Korea, of course, is number one.
Yeah, hooray, hooray. You know, do they get a gold medal, you know?
Hold that title. How proud you should be of that, huh?
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard any more out of North Korea since we talked about it not too long ago, about Kim Jong-un
killing the people that had COVID.
COVID, yeah. I mean, that... I mean, you think COVID starts affecting a lot of people. It's a good way to get rid of a lot of people. Just go out and kill them. Who cares about a vaccine? Hey, we got a vaccine for you. It's called a bullet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break.
Horrible.
You know, sometimes I think people are absolutely crazy. Well, not sometimes, many times, especially when I'm doing these shows. And the thing of it is that that's why Psalm 2, and I said this last week on one of our shows, why do the heathen rage and the people, why do the nations imagine a vain thing and the people rage, something like that. Why do they imagine a vain thing? Why do the heathen rage? I mean, they're all raging. In America, they're raging, and the heathen are the Democrats, and of course, you have the Republicans. I mean, talk about the divide.
Yeah.
You know, in America, it's a division, just like it is over
it's
there.
It's bad.
It's real bad here, and it's on the verge of real tremendous violence here. So it could get really bad because of, well, there's corruption. There's corruption in our government. There is, and I'm not talking about Trump here. He might be the only one that knows what's going on. But, and I've talked to people that are brainwashed from listening to all the fake news. And it was Trump who started the fake news thing right from the beginning. And that really caught on and, of course, made them all mad. But it was. But at any rate, in our news shorts, we're talking about Africa's genocide. Now, see, we just got done in Indonesia where they didn't want to admit killing Christians was religiously motivated. So, now, this one is an article that CBN had put together. And we've been talking about the genocide in Africa for a long time, haven't we, Tower?
Well, we have.
And there's one main nation in there that has come up time and time again, and that was Nigeria. And the reason it is because Nigeria in the past, I mean, it's been some time, probably a couple of decades, three decades, that Nigeria was actually a peaceful country. It wasn't always like this. But tens of thousands, CBN reported, have died in what we call genocide, Christian genocide. Now, we know this, you know, I mean, from all the weeks that we go by, that we get out of there. I mean, not too long ago, there was 100, and I think we might even have it on this show. We didn't specifically go into details about it, but there was 100 fishermen killed, and there was a bunch of farmers killed by these people. And, you know, the thing that gets me is that we sit over here and we are like a bunch of children that want to steal each other's toys. One of them, you have one portion is the Democrats, another portion is BLM, another portion is Antifa, and another portion is the Republicans, then you got the Patriots. I mean, and they're all fighting in the room, you know. And by the time they done, they accidentally spilled the ashtray of the adults watching them, and it caught fire on the rug and burned the whole thing down and killed everybody. I mean, this is what's happening in the world today, is that people are fighting and killing, and when you start a world war, or when you start a division of a civil war in America, or wherever you're at, you know, I have found from history, I've learned from history, for instance, in World War II, how many people got killed in World War II, World War I. I was in the military during Vietnam. How many people got killed then? I mean, war, duh, kills a lot of people. It starts because people can't get along. Why can't you all get along? Why can't you just shut up and be like,
nice.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
That's right. It used
to be called the Golden Rule. But see, it's Christ that said, love one another. Love your enemies.
Do good to them that persecute you.
Oh, God, that's a tough one. You shouldn't have said that.
It is.
Love your enemies? Hey, do we got enemies here? Well, it says to pray for them, and or if the enemy wants food, you can give them food. By doing so, you will heap coals of fire on their head.
Yeah.
So, now see, the one that they named was Abubakar Shakou or something like that. head of an Islamic terror group, Boko Haram. Now, I know of this dude because he's the same one. Now, he's not the original one, I believe. The original one either got killed or he left. Boko Haram. This was when Aliyah Sherbu got kidnapped. Well, guess what? Now, this isn't what this story is about, but they captured another, I think it was 600 students.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dear Lord, have mercy.
And I think they were all in Nigeria. I don't know where the people are. Where are the people when these people are stealing the kids? Well, Dr. David Curry says that this is the guy in charge of Boko Haram in an entire region. And this is why you need to go out and you need to find these people and you need to kill them. Period. The only way we stopped Hitler was killing him. How'd you stop Japan? By killing more of them than they could kill of us. Just like a famous General Patton says, the whole idea of war is to kill more of those sons of bitches than they kill of your sons of bitches. Now, excuse the language, but that was Patton. Now, see, if in case you haven't figured it out, in case I've got to explain it to you here, if you can't get along and if you start fighting, you're going to be killing each other and you're going to think a lot worse than what Patton was calling each other. And he did it for an example to get the point across. He was out there to kill more of the enemy than they could kill of his own boys and girls that were there. So at any rate, it is a terrible thing what's happening in Nigeria.
Oh, it is.
And we have been reporting on all the attacks. And so it's good that CBN covers this. But, you know, they reported that more than 14 Christians were hacked to death in the first 7 months of 2020 by the Fulani. Now, I didn't know the exact number, but we've been reporting on that number for a long time, reporting on the Fulani. So you not only have the Fulani, you have Boko Haram, the Fulani, Al-Shabaab. You've got an ISIS group that's in Nigeria. And there's a little pop-ups of Al-Qaeda in different places. And there's also some other militants.
You know, it's horrible to think that a human being could do those horrible things to another one.
Yeah.
To another human being. It's just unconscionable. It's horrible that they can do that and think they're okay.
Well, you know, that goes clear back to Muhammad. And I was thinking about Muhammad the other day when I thought about how many people are getting killed. But see, in the last days, now see, and I've been talking about the last days for so long. The first time I talked about what was coming to America, I've said this many times, was back in 73 when I was talking to Tower about it. But see, the thing of it is that we talked about it in Bible school, we talked about it in after Bible school, we talked about it while we were raising our kids. We talked about it over the years and in this last day's ministries where God has called us out specifically for this purpose and for this ministry that we're doing now, we talked about it. And people never learn, you know. And here's another one, Ethiopia, the humanitarian crisis. We can remember another humanitarian crisis many years ago when the government wouldn't allow the GMO rice that had been sent over there to feed the people that were starving to death. Now, you should have given it to them because it's better to have GMO rice and save their lives than to have no GMO rice and they die. Well, guess what? They died. A lot of them died, and there was a lot of Christian villages, and we saw some of the video coming from the region. It's just gut-wrenching. If you've never seen a mother so emaciated she can't even move, her eyes are glass over, they're wide open, her mouth is wide open, her cheeks are sunken down to her cheeks, I mean, her skin is sunken down into her cheeks, almost like a skeleton with a thin blanket on it that's pulled tight. And the baby, she had a baby there, and he was sitting there, and he was the same way, or she
that's,
was.
Oh, that's sad.
And there were flies around them, buzzing around their head, going in and out of their mouth. A most disturbing picture. I've seen a lot of disturbing pictures in doing this, and these things just, you remember them. I hate what's happening. And most of the time, the Islamic radicals will cause war, and they will even take the food that's meant for villages. They will attack the caravans, and that's one of the big things. If you're sending food over, the first thing you got to do when you get it into the country you want it to is pay the ransom that usually is charged in order to get it there. And while you're giving the money to them and it's taking time, you've got to make sure that you've hired enough able-bodied men to protect the food and everything that you brought there. It'll be gone. And then on the way to distribute it, you better go with a small army in order to get it there. And once you get it there, you got to make sure that you give it to them in a safe manner, because otherwise they will run like a crowd. I mean, it'll just be chaos. So you have to give it out orderly, and you got to make sure. I mean, it's terrible. And I think of America. Folks, we have had everything. We have been blessed. And you people are wrong. Democrats, a lot of the Republicans are. BLM, Antifa, you people need to straighten up, but you're not going to. We have more division here. And 45,000 Ethiopians fled across the border. There was 96,000 Eritrean refugees residing near the Eritrean border. And so Ethiopia's finally agreed to the UN to get the humanitarian arm, get some help in there. But a lot of times the UN just doesn't really get there. So these are some things, and these are disturbing. But see, you got to understand, part of the job, when we do these shows, we're not here to entertain. We want people to be affected. We want you to pray, to find someone to help, that has boots on the ground. Find somebody that you can support, whatever amount you want to give, and just be active in trying to help them. Because there's going to be more things going wrong, more people needing help than we're going to be able to help. And the end of days specifically states that unless the Lord would shorten the days, there would be no flesh left alive. Now, for a lot of the pre-trib raptures, they already believe they're going to be gone. They don't think they'll ever face any kind of trouble, because not real tribulation, because they're not going to be here. Now, that's a convenient theology.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and it's wrong. And I'm not going to argue with you. I could care less whether you disagree or not. It makes no difference to me whatsoever. I don't care about your teaching. I know about the teaching. I used to teach it myself. But I can tell you right now, this is wrong. It comes out of the Bible schools and some of the seminaries saying that. But at any rate, the others have a mid-trib. So folks, I don't care when the Lord comes, but he is coming, and that's what I care about. I know he's going to come back.
As long as he comes.
As long as he comes. Until then, we need to be working.
That's right.
And we need to be about the Lord's business. And we can't be about the Lord's business if y'all in America can't get along, and you're going to kill, destroy, and burn everything here, and you're going to ruin everything just so you can have a socialist country that'll fall apart just like Venezuela and others. There's not one successful socialist nation on the face of this earth. China is communist. There's more Christians in China than there are communists. But yet in China, the thing that makes their system go is not communism, but a thing between communism and capitalism. look at Shanghai and look at a lot of others. And in North Korea, yeah, example there, you know. So at any rate, we got another story here. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, this story is really heartbreaking. It's just unbelievable. I'm not sure when this happened, but police announced Tuesday that a 13-year-old, and a 14-year-old, I think they were boys, were all charged in the death of Bobby Hill Jr. He's 63. They live in Camden, New Jersey, and he was a homeless man. And it happened over the summer, and he was beat to death. And this happened on June 25th, and shortly after midnight, police responded to an avenue in an alleyway where there was an unresponsive man, happened to be Billy Hill Jr., Bobby Hill Jr., and he suffered from multiple injuries to the head. He was taken to the hospital and pronounced dead. The medical examiner determined he died from blunt force trauma. And at the time, a 17-year-old girl and a 15-year-old boy were charged in connection to Hill's death. And following a witness statement, and watching surveillance videos, they've determined that there was three other youths involved, they were 11, 12, and 13 at the time. And they've all been charged with first-degree murder and second-degree conspiracy to commit aggravated assault. And this is just heartbreaking because this is another example of how we've lost the youth in America.
And
I feel for, I'm sorry for this Bobby Hill and his family. You know, this is tragic. He was homeless and they murdered him in cold blood.
And that's why I put this in there, because, you know, it's just one sample. And we see these kids beating others up all the time.
We do.
And nobody does anything. The Democrats spend more time postulating and ignoring it than anything. And I'm telling you, you can't keep a nation running when you have young people that don't care about the life of another.
Yeah.
This is really signaling, and all these things signal the prophetic end times.
That's right.
And that's defined as lawlessness. And that lawlessness will usher in the son of lawlessness himself. And that's exactly what led Paul to describe this as perilous times, because sin and iniquity will abound, the Lord says. And the love of many will wax cold.
Where are these kids' parents? How did they get involved in this kind of thing?
Well, that's a good question. Where are they? And, I wanted to touch on this next one over in Hong Kong. You know, Hong Kong was the jewel of the Middle East.
Right.
It had a lot of people. They were all free. They had good capitalistic society. But the Great Britain gave it to China. Now China's reclaimed it even more by destroying any democracy and that was there. Now, one young activist by the name of Joshua Wong. And he was a Christian. And he had a Bible passage out of Romans that gave him strength. And of course, the big problem and the thing that gave him in Romans 5, 3 through 4, but it starts out, we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And he wound up in trouble because of wanting freedom. And he was organizing an authorized meeting And so he got in trouble for it. He's been sentenced to 13 and a half months for organizing an unauthorized meeting. He has two others that have been sentenced to 10 months and 7 months each.
Good grief.
And he says through his lawyers that it's not the end of the fight. But see, this is what happens when you take a communist country that has been given a democracy or an economy that is built on freedom and commerce like America. Because there's a lot of big Western business that was over there. There was a lot of, I knew of several people that were fairly well known here, and this was years ago, that moved to Hong Kong because their business was primarily financial, and that was where you would go. And they lived over there for a long time. I don't know whatever happened to them. But see, now that's all gone. And this kid is going to continue to fight for freedom over there.
Yeah, he's sitting in solitary confinement. That's horrible.
And you can just see things closing in.
You really can.
Now, another story we get is out of Pakistan through Missions Network News. And usually a ministry will write an article or someone will write an article and put it on there referring to a ministry and what's going on. Now, the Commission on International Religious Freedom condemned the surge of Islamic mob violence in Pakistan. And they targeted other Muslims. Now, see, you see some of this problem. And in this, Sunni Muslims are accusing minority Shia Muslims of blasphemy, even though there's no evidence. Now, see, this division between Sunni and Shia is very important. Because in the region of our influence in America, we back Saudi Arabia and a lot of these other, Bahrain, which in the same token, a lot of these Muslim nations who are friendly to us actually are enemies of Iran, who wants to get the bomb and who Biden wants to give them the money or you know, make it possible for them to get the bomb. And China also wants to do that. They're for helping them do that. But see, that'll upset. So a lot of these Muslim nations are really upset. So and a lot of people are thinking that with some of these recent agreements with Israel, that will help counterbalance Iran's influence. So it's worldwide, we are seeing a setup for one of the big conflagrations that we've ever seen before in our lives. I mean, it is everywhere. Everywhere you look, we see all of the fruits of darkness coming out.
Oh, we do. I just, it's tragic. It's sad. I think we're further along in the timeline than I thought. If Biden gets in, then I'll really know.
Now, see, there is a ministry out there in the middle of all this, and I don't know if they're Muslim, you know, former Muslim who are now Christians. Now, we have a ministry that we have. I have contacted. I've talked to them, and they're all former Muslims, called Bibles for the Mideast. And I actually have an article up there quoting Pastor Paul of Bibles for the Middle East. You need to go over to our website and read it because it's really good. And what he has to say will certainly inspire you. But we see his influence in some of the toughest places in the Middle East and making inroads for the gospel. And in the middle of this thing over in Pakistan, you've got this ministry that wants to outreach towards the Pakistani Christians that are there, and also the Muslims. And they will even distribute or help distribute the Bibles in certain public areas. Now, you got to be careful where you do that. So, you know, in the midst of all this, and this also is prophecy, you know, this gospel shall be preached in all the world, and then the end shall come. The end ain't going to come until that gospel gets out. And what we see now, in the midst of the turmoil, the gospel is going forth. Now, that's something you need to pay attention to.
Praise the Lord for that.
Yeah, literally. Literally.
Hey, that article that you were talking about, telling people to read, that yeah, has that, Paul, it's 12 key points to living in a lawless world. And that's on warn-usa.com.
Oh, okay. Thought you were going to say something else, but yeah, I'm glad you brought it up because I was hoping you would look at that. Those 110 farmers?
Yes.
That's your next article,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, see, this, to me, I hate this. I am so sick of the bloodshed. You know,
I am. It's...
You know, the thing of it is that in the midst of your everyday life, if you take a hot shower, pray for those that have no hot shower. If you're eating food and you thank God for it, pray for those who have no food. Remember those. This is so important. And to me, on earth, this is the most important thing as Christian believers, is to remember this and get the food over there, the clothing and the help. Now, yes. See, the WIBR does not, we don't accept donations to send overseas. We work through established ministries like Samaritan's Purse and Bibles for the Mideast and others who are on the ground. We know them.
Persecution.org.
Yeah. And so that's what we do. So we're not in the money-raising business, per se like that. Now, we have people that help us financially, but we don't have, we don't go out there. We have enough to get us by. But this is one of these ministries that exists just by the grace of God from day to day. And our goal is advocate for the persecuted church. Our goal is to bring these stories to you and to tell you, I openly tell you, where this information comes from. And we let you know you can go to their websites. You can go over there and support them if you want to read about them. This is important, folks. Okay, Tower.
Okay, this is... guess where? Nigeria. And this is another heartbreaking story. There in the rural part of northeastern Nigeria, there were farmers working in the fields, and several armed men riding motorcycles descended on them and killed 110 of these people. And this comes to us from Voice of the Martyrs and Ted Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs said there are also believed to have been some people who were taken in the attacks. They're not sure how many were taken and they're not even sure who perpetrated the attack. There's two groups over there. One is Boko Haram, and we're all familiar with them. The other one is the Islamic State West Africa Province, or ISWAP for short. And that one is I haven't heard of it until recently. And so right now, neither one of them are claiming, but both groups hold heavy animosity towards the Christians in Nigeria and beyond. And both of the groups want to establish a caliphate, an Islamic area that would be governed by Sharia law. It would be, in their mind, heaven on earth because everyone would be a Muslim. Everyone would follow Islamic law the way they interpret it. And Christians, of course, don't follow Sharia law. And so they see them as getting in the way of their perfect utopia. And that is why they are so violent towards the Christians and killing them. And we need to really uphold these people, our brothers and sisters in Nigeria and around the world, that this stuff would stop. And these Muslims would either come to know the Lord or be gone. So please pray for these people.
Well, you know, the thing about Muslims, if they're not killing Christians, they're killing each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So this surprises me. I'm surprised that these groups aren't, well, I don't know, I haven't heard that, but I would think that these groups would be fighting with each other because I'm sure they don't agree down to the letter.
Well, you know, they're not united because both groups have their own interpretations. One group is waiting for the Mahdi, and the other develops their own little caliphate, which is, Turkey's Erdogan is a caliphate. He's of the group like unto the Ottoman Empire. Iran is waiting for the Mahdi, which it likens to the Antichrist or the beast, the son of perdition, for instance. So you have these groups. They're both moving parallel towards the end of days. And in the middle, between the end of days and these groups, these different theologies, and they're not the only theologies of Islam throughout there. Matter of fact, the Kurds over in Syria and, well, they're in several nations over there. They're in Turkey, Syria, and Iraq, and I think there's a couple more where the Kurds were at one time. And they're a different belief in Islam altogether. Matter of fact, it was the Kurds who fought ISIS that America worked with. And so you have that. And in between the two is, you know, you got Christians and then you got all these groups and they're heading towards the end of days and everybody wants to control the world. No wonder there's no flesh left alive.
Yeah.
That's why the Lord comes. He shortens the days. Well, back in India, there's a little town. It has about 40 Christians.
Wow, that's not very many.
Yeah, 40 Christians living in a town of 1,100 and the rest are Muslim.
They're not Hindu?
I mean, yeah, Hindu, excuse me.
Oh.
And so, well, there are Muslims over there.
Right.
You know, and the Muslims face pressure from the Hindus. Remember that Pakistan and India fought a war. They fought numerous wars. And so these Christians were summoned to the village council and told to denounce their faith or else. And see, a lot of Christians, there's a lot of these people who are Christians are nominal Christians because they don't have the teaching materials. They don't have people to teach them. And so rather than starving to death, they just go back and agree with them in order to stay alive. But not all of them do that. And so they were actually called to another meeting. And the first meeting, they didn't denounce anything. They didn't reject Christ. And the religious extremists in the village had riled up a mob of around 1,500 people.
Wow.
And so you got 40 Christians in the whole. I don't know where they got 1,500, but because there's only 1,100 in the city, but they must have got them from somewhere.
Maybe from neighboring villages.
And so the police came to stop the meeting, but instead of stopping the 1,500, I this is the way this goes in India. You know, well, at any rate, ignore that.
So they took the Christians into custody instead. Yeah. Well, maybe that was a good thing. It perfected them.
It did. But we've seen a lot of times they wind up. And so the Christians were barred. And a lot of times they will kick them out. And we've reported where they will actually, right there, if they don't immediately renounce Christ, then they beat them up. Sometimes they kill them. They run them out of the village. They don't allow them going back to the house. They burn their house down. They will. One time, a family that came back after they were run out found all their flour and everything on the ground, and they didn't have any food, and they couldn't get any food because the Hindus wouldn't sell them, and they had to get on the ground and sift the flour, try to get the flour out of the dirt in order to make a meal to save their lives. Folks, this is how it gets over there. And so a lot of times they can find Christian ministries to help them. And this is a ministry that addfindindia.org, but they are designed, it's called ADF. And so they are helping, trying to help them. And we've seen this in a lot of areas over there. But there's many other acts in India, because India is in a process of the BJP, which is a nationalist party. In other words, they want to make everybody in India a Hindu. So you have the Muslims trying to have a worldwide caliphate or a worldwide Mahdi, everybody the same. Or you have the Hindus who are trying to have everybody where they're at a Hindu. Or you have, you know, over in the Buddhist areas, we have persecution of Christians. And so in the whole thing, what is the gospel of Christ says? As a witness, this gospel must be preached in all the world for a witness, and then the end shall come. So guess who? Christianity is proclaiming the end days. And so a skeptic or someone who isn't really a believer would say, well, look, you've got Christians doing it too. We're not killing anybody. It's the Hindus, the Buddhists, the communists, and of course, North Korea, among others, killing Christians who are preaching a gospel of love from a Savior who died for our sins and rose from the dead. See, that's the difference. And the Lord kingdom is the one that will be established forever. And in order to be part of that kingdom, you have to be perfect. And the only way to be perfect is to receive him, repent of your sins, and walk in his light. So you can read John 1, John 3, John 10 through 18, 1 John 1 through 5, chapters 1 through 5, but especially chapter 1, which tells you that if you walk in the light as he is in the light, you have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Then you can read Romans 2 or 3 through about 7. It tells you about repentance and confession of sin. So you need to be part of Christ and in Christ and found in Christ. And this is the end of days. The devil is fighting mad. He hates America, and he hates the Christian groups and others that are trying to help other Christians overseas, and even Muslims, even the unbelievers. This is why also the devil's trying to overthrow America, Because if America goes down, there's no arm left to help. Not like we've done it in all these years. It is urgent that you stand up for the gospel, stand up for Christ, and also stand up against this division in America and against also the Democrats. And, we've got to have some kiss and make up time. We got to stop this stuff. But right now, we're in the middle of one of the worst elections that's been cheated and stolen that I've ever seen. And the evidence is there. We knew that they were cheating during the Obama, when Obama was running. And the big place that they were cheating was Philadelphia. So, at any rate, Tower.
Yes.
We're about coming to the end of it, but, the more you look around, man, the more I see the end of days.
Oh, I know. I can't believe. We've talked about this for years and years and years. We've been saved over 40 years, 45 years, and we've talked about this stuff for years. And now it's right here before our eyes, and I just knew the wickedness would be bad, but I never in all my life imagined how wicked things would get. And I can't imagine them getting any worse, but every day they do.
Well, and the other thing also is the blindness of the people.
I know, that just, and the delusion.
Yeah.
Oh, it just bothers me a lot.
A lot of
wake
delusion.
Up.
That's right. And then, of course, they're also within the Christian realm. There's a lot of those that are totally blinded, too.
And being complacent.
Complacent, exactly. And so, if you are listening to this broadcast and you know exactly what we're talking about and you are awake and you know the time, you know what we're looking for, the Lord's coming, and we why everybody's working to get the gospel out, that's prophesied. Then you know. But not everybody knows, folks. And I've got relatives that don't know. And I know
neighbors, and
yeah,
it's disturbing.
I've taken people around, and I've talked to them. My first book, D-Day for America, which is no longer in print, warned about what was coming to America. And then my other book I wrote, which is Christian fiction, actually pinpoints what happens in America through the eyes of certain characters. And I tell you what's going to happen. In my second book on that, actually before this thing even started, I had already written about some of the events before this thing ever even began. And it was things I was putting in my book, and come to find out, that's exactly what did happen. And because of COVID, we're not getting it out on time, so we're going to be working on getting it out sometime next year. But through articles, through books, through the radio shows, we advocate for the persecuted church. We preach and teach the Word of God to educate and uplift and let you become aware. That's what we do. And we have produced thousands and thousands and thousands of articles, a lot of books, ebooks, and more shows and videos
than I can remember.
On Vimeo alone, we got over 1,300 videos, including long teaching videos. So at any rate, we're going to have to get out of here.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us whenever you do. We love you. We pray for you. We surely hope the best for you in the Lord Jesus Christ. And pray for us as we pray for our brethren around the world. And I hope you stay well and safe in the Lord. May God richly bless you. Good night, everybody.
And folks, don't forget to go to warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Check out the articles, listen to the shows. There's also links that tells you where to find all the shows. We're on a lot of various places that get expanded through our Watchman Alert Radio Network. Thanks for listening. This is The Watchman. Shalom. Be safe. Have good holidays. Look to the Lord. God bless.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.